Go ahead and have a seat. As you're sitting, raise your hand if that's one of your favorite Christmas songs. Okay, perfect. Here's another question. Now, confession. Sometimes my mind wanders when I'm trying to sing. And I started, you're a wanderer? I wander as I wander. Have you ever used that phrase, what child is this, outside of Christmas songs? Some of y'all, those that have are laughing, right? When you haven't seen people for a long time and they show up to your house with a new little creature and you're like, whoa, what child is this? Hopefully you don't say whose child is this, but what child is this? Yeah? Children are amazing, aren't they? Like, all right, so again, we're going to raise our hands because we can. Raise your hand if you've ever seen a baby. Okay? Sweet. That's everybody. Good. Have you ever been just amazed by babies? I mean, the fact that when they arrive, like, they're just itty-bitty. I mean, some moms will disagree, but, right? It just kind of makes you look at them and be like, whoa! How'd that happen? Not that, no. I really shouldn't go off script, should I? Wow. Or perhaps, you know, the miracle of them growing inside, right? And then when they come out, they discover their fingers and toes. Right? Inwardly, they're not saying anything. They might be, but they're thinking, wow. Yeah? Or perhaps when your kid, like, learns to... Perhaps when your kid learns to walk, right? There's that the feat of walking with his feet. Two different spellings. Wow, right? Yeah. Or perhaps when your kid says something just amazing for the first time, whether it's just genius or whether it's the opposite of genius. All you can really say is, wow. I mean, what child is this? Friends, we're in week 3 of a 3-week sermon series. Titled Help Thanks Wow. We got the idea based out of Anne Lamott's book, aptly titled Help Thanks Wow. And we have been co-teaching, Pastor Trevor and I. If you don't know who I am, my name is James. I'm on staff here. We've been co-teaching this series. It's been a lot of fun. At least we've had a lot of fun. I don't know if you guys have. We hope you have. In the last couple of weeks, have any of you been praying more wow prayers? Wait, now we're going to talk about wow today. Let me rewind that. Take it back. In the last couple of weeks, have any of you been praying more help prayers? Okay, yeah. There we go. I'm getting it right. I'll get here at some point today. Have any of you been praying more thanks prayers? You know, just those short ones to God. God, thank you for this. All right, absolutely. Well, we hope that after today, you will be praying more wow prayers. Hope, thanks, wow. So the question is, what is a wow prayer? Now, in her book, Anne Lamott gives several different definitions, but we pulled out 3 of them that we really like. Here's the first one.
The third great prayer, wow, is often offered with a gasp, a sharp intake of breath, when we can't think of another way to capture the sight of shocking beauty or destruction, of a sudden, unbidden insight or an unexpected flash of grace.
That's a wow prayer, okay? Wonder or wow takes our breath away, right? It makes room for new breath. That's why we call it breathtaking. Wow, God, wow.
Wow prayer. When we are stunned to the place beyond words, when an aspect of life takes us away from being able to chip away at something until it's down to a manageable size, when all we can say is, wow, that's a prayer.
Does this make sense? Have any of you ever prayed these types of prayers? I mean, they're short, but so here's what we're going to do. We're going to let you guys share those. We got 2 runners. Runners coming up here. If you've had a wow prayer that you have prayed that has just, you know, taken your breath away, it's caught you off guard, whether good, whether bad, you got the red? Okay, he's got the red, we got the blue right here. You just go ahead and stand up, and in 15 seconds or less, share that wow moment or that wow prayer moment. I'm putting you on the spot, I know, so this has the chance to be phenomenal or epically fail. I'm good with either, honestly. Okay, anybody ever prayed one of those wow prayers? I'll go first just to get you the prime to pump. Thanks. So when both of my sons were born, okay, one was an emergency section, the other was a planned C-section. Both times it was like, wow. Somebody else, all you got to do is stand, they'll bring the mic to you. Sweet.
I have a wow prayer. We had gotten news that our daughter was very sick, and we were to fly home. She wasn't expected to survive, and it was over the holiday. And we got there, and there was only one seat. And we did the wow prayer, and somebody didn't show up, and I managed to get home.
Wow. Wow, yes, you guys said it too. Wow. That's fantastic. Thank you, Jan. That's exactly the type of thing we're looking for. Okay, so we got another.
Well, as most of you know, I've been laying in a bed for 4 months on my right side, and when I went in to have my surgery, I thought, boy, if this just helps a little bit. And when I woke up, I had no pain, I could walk, so that was wow.
Wow. Wow, you guys feel free to say wow, because we're in church, we can pray like that. Wow. All right, whoever gets there first. Sweet, Ron wins. Wow.
I had a wow prayer. I was in jail doing ministry, and this young man come up to me, and he, just by his description, I knew he'd committed a pretty bad crime. In fact, he took another man's life, and he said, will you help me find Jesus? Mm. And that was a wild prayer.
Wow. Wow, for sure. Thank you, Ron. Kyle. Yeah, I'm going to say that later, so just pretend Kyle didn't and be just as just as surprised when I say it. Wow. Sweet, we got two more. See, it's working. Yeah.
When Kendra was very small, she had an internal problem where part of her body had not developed correctly. And we went to the doctor for years, and they said that once she hit puberty, there was no hope, and we had to do surgery on it. And the year before, they told me, it's not getting any better. It's 100% bad. It's not getting any better. You should just do the surgery. And we held out, and we said, we're going to give it one more year. We're going to wait until she's through puberty, just like you said. And when they came back with the results the next year, they said, it has completely fixed itself. It did not do any damage that will last her the rest of her life. She completely was healed. Wow. It was wow.
Wow. Thank you. Elena.
Well, this is just a couple of mornings ago. This was just a couple mornings ago. I was driving Ziva to school, and it was the most amazing sunrise I've ever seen. Yeah.
Maybe you saw it. It was incredible, and that we were both saying wow.
What day was that? Because I think I took a picture of that.
Yeah, Thursday. Yeah.
Yeah, it looked like fire.
Yeah.
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 Look, all y'all were like, yeah, wow.
It was amazing.
Wow, okay, we're down to just one runner. Right behind you, we got Ruth.
Many years ago, my sister, Carol, was going through a very hard time, and I prayed to God, please take care of my sister, and he imparted the words on me, I will take care of her.
Wow. Wow. That was not Ruth, for those who are paying attention. That's Sherry. Okay?
Today is Sunday. So Friday, I help people carol at various facilities around town. And so Friday, we went to Royal Park, and it was a motley crew, but we had a great guitarist, and we had Santa, so you can't go wrong. And but when we turned around to watch everybody singing with us, people were just enjoying it so much. And I prayed, wow, it was great.
That's awesome. Anybody else pretty wow that Motley Crue showed up and was with the guitarist? I mean, if next time you have them in house, caroling, let me know. Sweet. Thank you, runners. Let's go ahead and grab at least one of the mic. Do we need the mic again? I don't know if we will. Oh, you need a mic. Wow. My bad. Woo! I had a wow moment this morning. I got to sit with a 7-year-old and her parents as the 7-year-old was telling me she wants to get baptized. Wow. I mean, those are fantastic. So you get the idea of it. right? You get the idea of wow prayers. They're short. They're just the ones that, So what we're doing over these last couple of weeks and today, we're looking at these prayers in the Advent story. Now, if you think big picture of the Advent story, you know there's a lot of places where we could probably be praying wow. Trevor's going to take us through a few of them.
Yeah, I think first we can look at the genealogy of Jesus, Matthew chapter 1. There are some real doozies on this list of ancestors. You know, there's non-Israelites, there's prostitutes, there are rapists and murderers, there's exiles, there's swindlers, there's a whole lot of disgrace in this family line that God brought Jesus into his human existence through this line of people. And we can look at that and say, wow, God was really doing something in this. Our first wow, looking at the genealogy of Jesus. We can also look at all the times that the angels show up and where during the Advent story. We could see them showing up to Mary and to the shepherds, to Zechariah, to Joseph, and in each moment sharing a long-awaited prophecy would come to pass not only in their lifetime, but in their lives. Specifically, so we can look at those instances and think, wow, God was really doing something in this. So seeing the angels and where they show up. And there's also a couple more examples from the people in the story where they uttered wows. I mean, we look at Luke chapter 1, verses 24 and 25. Elizabeth utters this. And learning that she's going to have a child in her old age, she says, how kind the Lord is. He's taken away my disgrace of having no children. You know, neither she nor Zechariah expected to have kids at this juncture in their life. And to learn that they were going to, all she could really say was, wow. The second, this one's obviously a no-brainer, kind of what we talked about last week, is when the shepherds see the angels appearing to them in this heavenly host, this large group, right? And we'll get more into this in a little bit when we talk about some of the wording in the story. But for them to see this group of angels who are praising God through song and who take time to share with them the good news that the Messiah was here, had been born. It was an intense experience that left them saying, wow, okay. But enough of the big picture here. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of some of the wording in the story.
Okay. So you saw a big picture, right? You're also going to see a phone number up on the screen throughout the next couple of slides. If you think of another wow story, a wow prayer that you want to share, but you don't want to stand up and share, go ahead and text that. We'll share it at the end. So you obviously see the big picture stuff, the wows, but as you dig a little bit deeper into the actual word choice of the original authors, you see a little bit more of that like, whoa, or wow type of things. First is in Luke chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. If you have a Bible, you can turn to Luke 1. If you don't, you can just listen. It's going to be the same either way. Luke chapter 1, 11 and 12, we've mentioned this story already. Zechariah, when the angel came and told him that he and his wife, Elizabeth, were going to have a baby. All right, verse 11 and 12. And I forgot my Bible at home with the giant print, so now I got the regular print. If I can read it. While Zechariah was in the sanctuary, an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing to the right of the incense altar. Zechariah was shaken and overwhelmed with fear when he saw him. Okay, you hear some of those words in there. Shaken, overwhelmed with fear. When you dig a little bit deeper, you get to kind of understand more of how those are wow moments. So overwhelmed in the Greek word is epepesen. Say that with me, epepesen. One more time with a lot of okay? Epepesen. All right? It literally means gripped. So grab your hands, grip them as tight as you possibly can. This is what that word picture is painting. It's to press in upon. It's to fall upon, to come, to be gripped. You ever felt like this? Right? It's the first time Tim stood on the side of Lake Coeur d'Alene before an Ironman and he put on his one size too small wetsuit and zipped it up. He felt pressed in upon, right? It's the feeling you get when you're terrified to speak in public and let you have to take a speech class to graduate, right? You're pressed in upon. It's that feeling that when you find texts that are kind of flirtatious on your spouse's phone that are not sent to you, it's that pressed in upon feeling. Overwhelmed, epepesan, it would make you almost at a loss for words, like, wow. See what I'm getting at? Okay, same verse, chapter 1, verse 12, steers that Zechariah was shaken and overwhelmed with fear. Shaken, the Greek word is teraso. Say that with me, teraso. One more time, teraso. Remember that, because we're going to come back to it in just a second. This word means troubled, All right, it means stirred up or agitated. It means inwardly, emotionally shaken. And I had what I thought was going to be just this fantastic analogy. All right, let me see where it went here. It was going to be one of these like, oh, you hold up a jar with clear water with the sediment that has settled, right? It was supposed to be powerful, but I forgot about the jar until this morning, so I was out in my slippers in the dark in the backyard trying to find dirt, and all the ground was frozen. So I went inside and I got potting soil, and apparently potting soil, like, it floats. Yeah. So imagine with me this jar with this super clear water and dirt on the bottom, and the idea of a of terrazzo is this. You're inwardly shaken a little bit. Ah, I have somebody say, wow. That was the worst analogy ever. Wow. I didn't realize it. I knew it right in the family, but I learned that my grandpa used to ask his pastors never to call on him to pray at church because he would start shaking inwardly. He was so scared of speaking in public. So you feel that, right? That's terrazzo, right? Terrazzo. Okay. So multiply that times a few or a few gazillion, and you get what Mary was feeling when the angel Gabriel showed up. All right, Luke chapter 1, verse 28 and 29. Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you." My verse 29 says, "Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think of what the angel could mean." Anybody else got a different translation out there? What is not confused and disturbed? Troubled. Okay. Greatly troubled. See, say that first word again. Greatly, greatly troubled. So the Greek word, I should probably hang on to this. The Greek word for greatly troubled is diaterasso. Wow. Yeah. The dia adds the greatly. It adds an intensity of what she was feeling. It's acutely distressed. Go back to this is really, really clear, right? It's not just terrazzo. This is dia terrazzo. This is probably the feeling that so many people have after they're in a car accident and they realize, like, I'm okay. They're inwardly greatly agitated. This was the feeling that my aunt and uncle got when they were in Alaska, but they got the phone call from New Zealand saying that their daughter had passed away in a climbing accident. See, inwardly, just greatly agitated. And whether it's terrazzo or diaterrazzo, more often than not, the person who's feeling it's not going to be able to be like, oh, my inwards are just slightly off right now. You know? Oh, I've got a quiver in my hand. No, more than likely, they're just going to be like, wow. 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 That's epepesen, terrazzo, diaterrazzo. You've got more?
Yeah, another such instance, this time with another word, is in the storytelling of the birth of John the Baptist. Go ahead and listen from Luke chapter 1, verses 57 through 64. It says, "When it was time for Elizabeth's baby to be born, she gave birth to a son. And when her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had been very merciful to her, everyone rejoiced with her. When the baby was 8 days old, they all came for the circumcision ceremony, and they wanted to name him Zechariah after his father. But Elizabeth said, 'No, his name is John.' 'What?' they exclaimed. 'There's no one in all of your family by that name.' So they used gestures to ask the baby's father what he wanted to name them. And he motioned for a writing tablet. And to everyone's surprise, he wrote, 'His name is John.' Instantly, Zechariah could speak again, and he began praising God." Now, if you take those two words, everyone's surprise, it's a word in the Greek called thaumazo, which means astonished, to marvel and wonder, and it's simply to regard with amazement the event or person or thing that you are witnessing. For everyone there, learning how all of this had come about for the naming of John and the connection it had to Zechariah's muteness, not to mention he's unable to communicate with Elizabeth, but both of them are coming up with the same name, for everyone else, they were astonished. And when I think of a time that I was astonished, or I'd say I was marveling at what I had just seen, it was when, obviously, like you said earlier, when my son was born. You know, I I talked with Edie throughout the pregnancy about how, hey, you're really able to track this because it's happening in your body. And I tried to access some of that too. I built a crib with my dad, and I can tell you that that didn't do any justice to hour 72 of labor when Felix shows up and I see his tiny body plopped onto my wife's chest. And we had a doula for our experience, and she took pictures throughout our time. And the one that shows how I was feeling is just a picture of me looking down at my son right after he's born, hand on my forehead, just thinking, wow, my boy's finally here. That astonishment is present in this part of the Advent story, but it's not the only one. Let's go back to the shepherds here. It says, suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, hey, let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. And after seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. And all who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. There's that same word. Now, I can't help but think that those who heard the shepherd's story and were astonished weren't even close to the wonder and marvel that came from the shepherds themselves. You know, they'd seen the Messiah. They had to be filled with wonder. They'd seen one angel talking to them and were marveling at that occurrence. But even more than this, this heavenly host shows up and it's the same, experiencing another marvel. We also see this same word, to marvel or wonder, to be astonished in Mary and Joseph's reacting to the prophecies of Simeon and Anna. You know, at the time that Mary and Joseph bring Jesus to the temple to be dedicated, at least in their minds, they're one of three people that know about this, right? Elizabeth is the only one else that knew. So for these two people that they don't know, they've never seen before, as they're dedicating their child, the Messiah, who would do great things for Israel and beyond, for them to hear these words from these two people would astonish them. For their child to be recognized as one who would create this whole new system of life and would save those who were hurting and in captivity, and no matter their sin, no matter their background, no matter anything, would be astonishing. If I were Mary or Joseph, I would have questioned in my wondering, like, yeah, we know this, but how do you know this? Did Elizabeth talk to you? I would be in this twofold wonder. So let's turn and hear some more of the words that we see here in the Advent story.
Okay, so we're seeing that idea of kind of shock and awe, the teraso, dia teraso, kind of like the wow, and now we're seeing marvel and wonder, which kind of ties into it. But there's also that idea of where it's not necessarily happy-clappy. Now, the Greek word is phobos. Phobos. Can you think of an English word that kind of sounds a little bit like that or comes from that word? Phobia. Right. All right. So I'm going to read three different verses, three different sections. You tell me which word is phobos in them. Luke chapter 1, verse 12. We've already been here. Zechariah was shaken and overwhelmed with fear when he saw him. What's the phobos there? Fear. All right. Now, back to Zechariah and Elizabeth and the naming portion. His name is John, and instantly Zechariah could speak again, and he began praising God. Awe fell upon the whole neighborhood, and the news of what happened spread throughout the Judean hills. What word? Awe. All right. And for those who are reading in different translations, you probably saw fear in there, so you knew. All right. Those two words are phobos. Phobos. Now, we kind of elevate it to another word, phobeo, same root word, but it's that like that next step again, the greatly, like Sherry had talked about. Luke chapter 2, 8 and 9. That night, shepherds were staying in the fields nearby, guarding their sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them, and they were terrified. Terrified. This phobeo is, it really paints the picture of somebody who wants to flee when they realize they're in the presence of holy. And that's what these shepherds were feeling, right? So like the phobos, I picture myself on a backpacking trip in Wyoming, caught in the middle of an electrical storm, every flash of lightning, there was snakes on the trail. I had phobos. Yes. And I don't know if today we feel that phobeo as much as the shepherds did, because we've got the intimacy with Jesus, and Jesus is our connection to the Father. And back then, when, you know, angels showed up, the immediate position for the people they were showing up next to was face first on the ground. There was terror because they were in the presence of holy. So whether it's Zechariah meeting the angel in the temple where you expect to meet an angel, or the shepherds meeting this whole host of angels out in the fields, or whether it's, you know, whatever, the neighborhood, hearing about what's going on, I wonder how many of these people couldn't necessarily put it into words what they were feeling, but simply came back to, wow, wow. And they were praying. So help, thanks, wow. These are three essential prayers, simple prayers that we can pray at any given time. Now, I've been getting some texts from you guys. Thank you for sending those in. And I realized that Trevor and I didn't get to share some of our wow moments. So we're going to do that. I'm going to share some of these texts with you. And then after, we're going to do what we've done and give you a chance to pray those. So Joel says he was on a study abroad trip in Hawaii. He was serving at a local church. The pastor's son died in a fatal car accident, and it looked similar to him, and Joel looked similar to him. And when he visited the church that Sunday, the church was wowed that God sent a stranger from the mainland to help with their grief and loss. I was invited to spread his ashes in the ocean and to see all the people say goodbye when it was a wow moment, one that I would never forget. Another one. We're shaken up. Our daughter abandoned her 2-year-old and 5-year-old and has relapsed. We don't know where she is or whether she is alive. That's enough to cause a wow. What type do you have? And I'll come back to this.
Oh, I certainly uttered wow when I, when we were living in the Dalles. I bought a Jeep in Portland, and I drove it from Portland to the Dalles. You know, right before the exit I was going to take to get off the freeway, Jeep throws a tire. And it crashes to the ground, and I somehow didn't hit anybody else. I somehow wasn't injured. The only thing I could really do was just sit there on the side of the highway with my little blinkers going, wow, okay.
Yeah. Speaking of cars, oh, you got a hand raised? Like, you want us to bring your mic, don't you?
No, I'm
here. Well, I'm going to say one. We're going to get you a mic, and then that way our people online can hear it. Similar car story, and I actually didn't pre-think this. My first car was a 1966 Mustang, beautifully redone by my friends, and all I could say when I walked up to it, drove by, it was like, wow. So it's not near as deep, it's probably not even a prayer, but I did get the personalized license plates that said 66, wow. So yeah, maybe not a prayer. Yes.
Well, this was last Tuesday at Lucille's house, and she said that she had gotten something for me, and she gave me the box to open up that it had been mailed, and inside were two separate boxes with stuff in them. Well, I was reading the slip that came with them because there was like four of us there and stuff. And so I was just reading it, and it said two things, that they were garden stones and what they said on them. And one was a she and one was a he. And I hadn't looked at, seen them yet or anything. I was just looking at the paper. And I thought, well, the she one would be for me, but who's the he one for? And I couldn't think who that would be. And then it finally kind of dawned on me that they were garden stones that she'd gotten for my kids. And when I realized that, I was a little overcome, but I read things, and it said that they were personalized and stuff, which means they had have their names on them and stuff. And but anyway, one said She flies with butterflies. And the other one said, he soars with eagles. And I was overcome, and Lucille's like, oh, should I not have bought him for you? Should I send him back or something? I'm like, no, I love him. It's very meaningful.
Yeah, wow.
But it was, yeah.
I'm gonna stick with the idea of Lucille, because her daughter texted in and said one of the wild prayers for her was when, some of you remember it, but the building needed some significant repairs and we were going to start a capital campaign to raise $100,000, and by the time I stood up to start the capital campaign, $130,000 had come in already. That was a wow moment. I see... When Connie talks about the wow being internally shaken, her wow, she woke up sick and feeling sad and wonder if, wow, can this be negative? But Jesus, you're with her. That's good. Elena took a road trip to the Redwoods a few years ago, and as they started seeing those enormous trees along the side of the road next to the regular ones, it took her breath away, and it brought her to tears. You talk about a wow. You got another one?
Yeah, I think... After I graduated college and I was about to leave, all of my close friends live back in the Midwest, and so there were some very heartfelt goodbyes that I had with that close friend group, and they all just kind of took time because they knew it was going to be a while before we saw each other again to just speak words of encouragement over me before I jumped on this plane, so we were all just tearing up and hugging each other, and I was just thinking, wow, God really blessed me with good friends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good. Two more from you guys. Audrey said when she's seen God prevent doors from being opened because he's got something far better for her. And then just this last week, Kyle says that Etta tells Nicole, I love you, but I love God just a little bit more. We laughed, he writes, but looking back, I think, wow, right? So often when we think of these wows, it does bring a smile to our face. But we can't forget that there's other times when those wows, they bring fear. They bring that shaking that can't be explained. Art, you in here? Art Oler? Hey, can I tell this story? Just say yes. I've developed a bit of a phobia of hospitals. And several years back when we thought we were going to lose Shirley, she was in the ICU, and I went to visit thinking it was going to be my last time. So I'm outside, and I start walking in, and I run into somebody in the hospital who says, you doing all right? Yeah, I'm just looking for the ICU. Well, I can get you there. And she happened to be a staff, which I didn't know, so we took the staff elevator up. And then as we got to the top, the doors opened, and she looked at me, and she says, you need me to get you a chair or some water or something? And I kid you not, I had to go back outside. Like, I was like, I can't do this. So it was that inward fear, that inward phobia. And Art, I don't know if you remember this, but I called you and said, I can't come in. I'm having a full-on panic attack. And you were kind and gracious enough to come on out. And we prayed out there. And I'm so thankful that we still get a hug Shirley, and I didn't miss an opportunity based out of fear. So, wow. I mean, sometimes we wonder, are we doing okay as we pray? Like, do we need to use better words? Well, if we use fancy language, will God hear us? I love the fact that a book like this, that a series like this can remind us that prayer really can be as simple as help or thanks or wow. I love that. Let's keep doing that. We want to give you a little bit of time to just pray prayers of wow to God in your own spirit. We're going to bring the worship team back up. We've done this each of the 2 weeks prior. If all you can say to God while we're praying is, wow, that's fine, right? Perfectly fine. If you want to elaborate to him a little bit more, he's fine with that too. But we want to give you opportunity just to think back over this last week or this last month, this last year, the last 10, 15 years, and just pray that prayer of wow to God. All right, it's going to be in the quiet of your own heart, so nobody needs to yell out loud, but I'll start us praying, and then Tim's going to strum a little bit in the background, and then he'll have us stand when he feels we're ready. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, so often you bring us to a place of awe and wonder and frankly, sometimes fear and shaking and all of that. And I think too often we try and put words to it, when in reality, maybe what you're asking us to say to you is simply, wow. Wow. I pray, Lord, that you would continue to give us moments of awe and wonder, as well as fear, as well as feeling pressed in upon, so that we keep our eyes focused on you. And in doing that, God, we keep coming back to the same response that the shepherds, that Mary, that Joseph, that Zechariah, that so many in the story would have had. And we tell you, wow. So, Lord, as we spend just a moment or two praying these prayers to you, may they bring a smile to your face, hearing your children say wow to you. Let's take this time in prayer.
Go ahead and stand with us.